This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 12, 2024. The Leadership Lessons from Robert Oppenheimer Edition. And we begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal, which gives four reasons that Oppenheimer was such a great leader, even though he, quote, couldn't run a hamburger stand, end quote. Number one, he was a great recruiter of talent for his team. Number two, he was a great communicator. He was capable of saying exactly the right thing, breaking through to almost everyone, and figuring out how to connect in even the most unlikely circumstances. Number three, he was a collaborator. He was able to get his message across, but also through a collaboration. And finally, he was an actor. He was able to morph into someone else altogether and become unrecognizable as if he was playing a character. Next up from Reuters, Senator Robert Menendez has pled not guilty to a new indictment charging him with obstruction of justice. He was charged last year and a superseding indictment was released on March 5th. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse for Menendez. Next up from the Financial Times, French prosecutors are probing corruption allegations linked to the telecom group, the Portuguese company Altice. They have begun investigating corruption allegations, expanding a probe that began in Portugal and led to the arrest of the company's co-founder last summer. The investigation is being led by Paris-based financial prosecutors, and it's a preliminary one, but it could lead to some significant charges. It focuses on suspicion of corruption of individuals who do not hold public office, money laundering offenses, and attempts to cover them up. And our final story comes to us from the New York Times, a very troubling story of how the Trump Justice Department derailed a criminal tax investigation into Caterpillar. Caterpillar had avoided paying taxes by shifting profits to a Swiss subsidiary. And literally when IRS representatives were on the way to interview the whistleblower, they were told not to do so. And the interview was never rescheduled. So if you want a preview of what's going to happen in a second Trump administration, this case really gives a prime view into the thought process of those who work for and with Donald Trump. And of course, as he's made clear, everything's for sale in America, including justice under Trump. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper.
The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.